Last time on my accidental stream, which was a bit of a disaster, it came up at some point. I was talking about Myst, and someone mentioned that you can just get Myst on the Mac now. It's like they have a ported version that's available, and I thought, you know what? Let me give that a try. This is one of those games that, I don't know. It stuck in my mind when I first played it, when it came out, which is like 15, 20 years ago now. The game's very old. And yeah, it just ended up being like super formative. I don't know. Everything about it just kind of stuck in my brain, the aesthetics of it. And I've never loved any puzzle games, but I did like Myst. But there's a lot of question also of like, was that just a byproduct of the time, and like it just hit me at the right moment. And anyway, I haven't played it or really seen any images of Myst in like 15 years, so I thought let's take Myst for a spin. And so that's what I've got here. I've got it loaded up on my computer. It's like $3 on Steam. What a deal. And yeah, let's give it a shot. Oh, and happy birthday to Millennium in the chat. Happy birthday. All right, let's see how this goes. It's a little wonky to get it working, but I haven't really tested this at all, which is bad. So let's see how this goes, and let's see if the volume works well. Oh, okay. Can we get the mouse to work properly? Click. Yes, new game. Oh my god! I watched this intro like a million times.
I realized the moment I fell into the fissure that the book would not be destroyed as I had planned. Hidden in falling into that starry expanse of which I had only a fleeting glimpse. I've tried to speculate where it might have landed. I must admit, however, such conjecture is futile. Still, questions about whose hands might one day hold my Myst book are unsettling to me. I know my apprehensions might never be allayed, and so I close, realizing that perhaps the ending has not yet been written.
Ooh. Wow, okay. Yeah, that is burned right into my brain, that opening. How are the levels? Are these levels leveled? They look leveled. Yeah, Duke of Purple, the low fidelity speech as well. Like I forget how much everything had to be compressed to fit on one CD. Like in my memory, it's all hyper crisp, but obviously not so much. Okay, levels leveled. Let's give it a shot. Oh my God. This is so weird to experience. Remember, I don't know, maybe years ago or whenever the heck it was, I saw an interview with the developers, and it never occurred to me as a kid, but this whole thing that they do where the books have this little image inside them. Of course, it was entirely technical limitations. Like, you could barely get postage stamp sized images. And it just, like, obviously that never crossed my mind as a kid when I played it. But it's actually quite a clever solution to have the book cut off half the page and then make the image just fit in this little corner. Oh, the teleportation sound. Oh my god. George W.L. Yes, get a notepad ready. Also, I have a little notepad ready. That's what that little mist thing is in the corner there. I don't know. There's a part of me which thinks, oh, surely I should be able to do it from memory, because I think I must have played through this like 1,000 times. But, you know, it's been a while, so who knows. Tea with Lucas. They had to pre-generate the animation. I don't think the concept of live animation was even a thing. Oh my god. Does the water not move? In my memory, I thought the water moved. Okay. Let's explore Mist Island. Oh god. Okay. Flipping switches. Oh, I already forgot. Did it start up or did it start down? Okay, turn. Oh my god, the gears. Oh man. Sorry for anyone who's never, like, I just realized this is going to be entirely like I'm having a nostalgic experience. I don't think I'll have very much articulate to say. I'm just going to wander around and remember this island and try to figure out how to get to places. Okay. Catherine, I've left for you a message of utmost importance in our four chamber beside the dock. Enter the number of marker switches on this island into the imager to retrieve the message. Yours... Is it Atreus? Atreus? I can't remember his name. Oh, okay. I need to start taking notes, I guess. Let me take a picture of this, because I'll just forget it. I'm not going to write it down. Take a picture. Boop. Okay. Yes. Okay, great. Cool. I would like to... Yes, take a photo, please. Great. Cool. There we go. Okay, note taken. All right, that should work then. Okay. Cool. Cell phone camera really helps. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see if it actually really helps or not. Okay, let's get back to this. Okay, yes, thank you. Great. Okay. Oh, I guess there's no inventory, right? There's no inventory at all. We just drop things on the ground. Pandora, have you heard of Notion? I don't remember this room. Oh, right, okay. No, I don't want to leave. Let's go back. Yeah, it's the planetarium. Yeah, Yes. Mostly folders and a bit of everything, yes. Non-members can super chat in members-only chat. I don't know what the deal, like, YouTube is weird with this sort of thing, but, you know, welcome. Thank you. Wow, I don't remember how to work that planetarium at all. Okay. Oh, the ship. Can't I make this ship move? There's a way to get the ship out of... Oh my god. I'm instantly realizing that... I think in my memory, I imagined that this game was actually quite simple. There wasn't very much that was... that there couldn't possibly be that many puzzles, but I think even in the 90s, a CD-ROM could be filled with tons of puzzles. So I don't know how far I'm actually going to get through this. Oh, hello, little animated butterflies. Is this the mine cart? Oh man. I have all of these puzzles. I am not going to do very well. Boise Freerunner, I did play Riven. So my parents bought me Myst. It had to be like a Christmas or a birthday present or something. And I totally loved it. And so they bought me Riven whenever it came out a couple years later. And I never made it through Riven. I found it just too hard. Oh, okay. This one, right? I can make this. I make the bridge come up. What do? I just need to turn the things. Oh god, I remember how to do nothing. I don't know why I thought I would remember how to do all the things. Millennium, the lack of movement animations is jarring, and I saw someone else mention that they have a VR version. The thing is, like, again, this island in my head is VR. Like, it all just feels... It feels incredibly real. It feels like a real place, even though I know the animations do not hold up under modern standards of stunningly immersive realism. Sir Binkalot, I completely agree. Riven seemed like it was way harder than Myst. Oh man, okay, here's the library. Alright, now the thing that I do remember is this is the end of the game. There's a pattern. I'm just gonna guess. The pattern goes something like this, I think. I think that's it. That's my best memory of what the pattern looks like. Go. No, I did not remember. Okay. Thank you. Wait, am I just back? Oh, I'm in the observatory. That's right. I'm in the observation tower at the top, and there's a way I can make it turn around. Key ladder. Well, at least with this game, I don't have to worry about the frame rate while I'm streaming. Chikio Cabs, the sound effects are pretty intense. Like, I remember a lot of late nights. Like, I'm fairly sure that I snuck down a lot after my supposed bedtime and played from like 3 a.m. until 6 a.m. With my headphones at the family computer. Where are the... Oh, there we go. The brothers. Here we go. A red page. Okay, there's brother number one, and so there we go. Brother number two. Host of words, you're exactly right. Nothing shady about these two. Pruitt 91, straight up creepy pasta material for sure. Okay, well, they both want pages. Okay, what about this painting? This opens the door? Right, so this opens the door behind me, and then there's the map. Oh, tower rotation. Wait, did it just move it one teeny tiny bit? All right, let's try it. Let's go back. Thank you. Okay, not foreign. Okay, well, I didn't remember if they give you one easy one to start off with or not, so I'm not gonna be brute forcing this solution of how far do I need to rotate the tower before it works. Okay. All right, let's go back outside. I think you have to start with the ship. I think the ship is the first place you can start making progress. No, where's the actual ship? Oh. Okay. So I've got to raise that ship somehow. Okay, the switches started down, right? We need to put all the switches up. Oh, and there's this little door. I forgot about that. Lynx 88, what's the ultimate goal here? This is, I think this is also the thing about what makes older games incredibly hard, is like, you just dropped on this island, you don't know what to do, also, you don't really have the internet. Good luck, kid. Dark, I believe you, Gray, brute force that puzzle. Yeah, how long could that take? Just an hour. Removes the water from somewhere. All this music too is still just, it's really in my head. Oh, right, and I can't reach the one at the clock tower. Okay. All right, what was the... Okay, this is why I took pictures. What was the note? Okay. Missed. You gotta let go of my cursor over here so I can access my notes. There we go. Okay. Okay, Catherine, I've left for you a message of utmost importance in the four chamber. Our four chamber besides the dock. Enter the number of marker switches on the island into the imager to retrieve the message. Okay, number of marker four switches. Right, so there's one over there. Two. There's three. There's four. Five. And then it's six, seven. Hey, that one went down. Oh no, it's up there. Seven. Okay, I don't enter this. Do I enter the 7 number here? Okay, I've left you in our 4 chamber beside the dock. Is it not here? Is it this? What's... Oh, hey, there we go. What's this? This looks like something else I need to take a picture of. Okay, dimensional imaging settings. Photo. Okay, let me add it to my notes. To the notes. This is, I cannot believe how much harder this is than I remember, and I've barely even started. Like, was Kid Me just so much smarter, or did he just have an infinite amount of spare time? 4 chamber by the dock. It's gotta be that room, right? I want to go into... No, that's not it. Okay. Oh my god, I cannot believe... I cannot believe that I'm already stuck. It's here, right? Is this the place where it starts? Is this where I need to enter the 7? Chat, you gotta help me out, because this is just embarrassing. Yeah, practicality. I think that's totally the case, right? That you forget how easy, like... Or even that as a kid, you could spend an entire work week on getting the game started... And you would just, like, that's what's great about being a kid, is you can just burn hours on things, you know. But now it's like, oh, it's been 20 minutes, I haven't figured it out, and also 3,000 people are watching me. I need to figure this out fast. Okay, so it is here. But, like, there's nothing to click on here. Is there anywhere else I can go? Oh, Oh, right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Monban. This again is a case where it's like, okay. Again, sorry, that happened so fast for everyone watching on the stream, just to realize how incredibly unforgiving old games are. If you didn't notice this button, you know, enjoy spending 1,000 hours looking around the island until you find this button. Okay, was it not 7? Was it 6? Do they not want to count the one on the other side? Oh, and do I have to... Okay. Oh, right. Right, okay, I remember this thing. So this will show you different stuff depending on what number you put in. Okay. Okay, did I miss a switch? Is it 8?
Catherine, my love.
There we go.
I have to leave quickly. Something terrible has happened. It's hard for me to believe. Most of my books have been destroyed. Catherine, it's one of our sons. I suspect Akinar, but I shouldn't leap to conclusions. I'll find him and Cirrus as well. I should have known better than to have left my library unchecked for so long. Well, I've removed the remaining undamaged books from the library and placed them in their places of protection. You shouldn't have to use the books until I return. But if you've forgotten the access keys, remember the tower rotation. Oh, and don't worry, Catherine. Everything will be fine. I'll see you shortly. Oh, wait. And erase this message after you viewed it, just to be safe.
Okay. I need to watch that again.
Catherine, my love, I have to leave quickly. Something terrible has happened. It's hard for me to believe. Most of my books have been destroyed. Catherine, it's one of our sons. I suspect Akinar, but I shouldn't leap to conclusions. I'll find him and Cirrus as well. I should have known better than to have left my library unchecked for so long. Well, I've removed the remaining undamaged books from the library and placed them in their places of protection. You shouldn't have to use the books until I return. But if you've forgotten the access keys, remember the tower rotation. Oh, and don't worry, Catherine. Everything will be fine. I'll see you shortly. Oh, wait. And erase this message after you viewed it, just to be safe.
Oh my god. What does he say? That does he say towel rotation? Remember the towel rotation? Oh god. Oh, it's tower. That makes a lot more sense. Remember the tower rotation. Okay. I mean, I guess that's not super helpful because that was the thing I was trying to brute force before. All right. Remember the tower rotation. You know, great. I'll remember that. I'll figure that one out. Thank you, Links. It wasn't just me. I thought he said the towel rotation. Like that can't be right. Yes, don't forget to bring a tower when you're hitchhiking. Okay. Let's just look at the other stuff while we're here. So, topographical extrusion test 40. I feel like this is 1990s computer graphics showing off. Water turbulent pool, 67. Sorry, chef. It'll come back to you. Oh, whoops. Sorry. I was looking at the chat. I wasn't paying attention. What happened? Did I miss it? the chat's always distracting. Oh, this is the one that it started on. The water is... Water turbulent pond is 67. Marker switch diagram is 47. Oh, okay. And this is the one where... That's nice. They were trying to help you, so if you didn't want to count them yourself, you could see them on the diagram. Oh, they just show you what you're looking for. Okay. All right, hold on. Cheese break here. That graphic was the towel rotation. Okay. Okay, so we gotta go back to tower rotation. No, not spaceship. So, let me look at the library. Oh, okay, here we go. Oh my goodness, okay. Oh, the drawings. Okay. I don't think I'm going to sit here and read the entire books on a live stream. I think that's too much. That's way too long. And I think isn't this mostly just background anyway of the different worlds? I think it is. Oh god, that paper turning sound is great. Stone Ship Age. This whole conceit of this game of the books traveling between the worlds. I think especially in a basically pre-internet world, this idea was incredibly captivating. Like I was just completely obsessed with the idea of books allowing you to move between different worlds. Like it's so good. Okay. Oh, okay. The constellations. This is part of the puzzle. Okay. Okay, picture time for constellations. Let me add these in as well. How did anybody do these puzzles before they had a camera phone? Okay, constellations photographed. They had pencils and paper. lots of pencils and paper in practice. Yeah, no, you guys are right. Tracing on CRT monitors. Arkley, yeah, that sounds like that's coming from experience there. Boy, this low resolution script is a little brutal to try to read. Oh, okay, the piano. Take photo, piano keys. Oh, oops. Okay, so this is gear stuff. Oh, God. This again is also just as a kid, I feel like I remember reading all of this. I forgot about the story with the survivors. Again, just imagine this as modern video game design. You were dropped on an island. No one explains anything to you. There's one puzzle to solve where you have to find an impossible button. After you solve that puzzle, they give you 4 books to read. Oh god, yeah, right, the black ships and they're attacking. Oh man. Okay, so I think that's it. I think there's 4 unburnt books. Right, okay. Okay. What was that bit? What was that last one there? Because this is the gear stuff. That's the okay. No, this is the fortress on the other island. That's what that is. Okay. Okay, there's the spaceship. Is that the water wheels? I don't think so. Okay, keyboard. Okay, constellations and stuff. Okay, Jackaloop, no, I'm not going to do the VR version. Again, as I mentioned earlier, this is the VR version in my head. And, like, I saw that there's some updated versions of Myst, but I thought, if I want to play through this, like, I want maximum nostalgia. I want the version that I actually played, when I was a kid. Okay, but the disadvantage of that is I am extremely unable to remember where to go and how to get this started. Do these match the constellation images? Yes. Okay, that's what this is. So these things... these things are the constellation images. How does that help me? Okay, Thunder Keys, you're saying the tower rotation? Yeah. Okay, but so... oh, did it fill in more of this map? I think it did. Get the cursor back over here. Okay. Let's move this over. Von Korba, you know, I'm not going to read aloud all the books. It can't happen. Okay, so this tower is always blinking. So we can make the tower look at things. But it's unhappy? The red line says it's unhappy. What happens if we go take a look? Okay, sweet. All right, we're looking outside. Nice. Oh, this music is so good. Okay, we've got some dates. Let me do this in a way that's more useful. Okay, so we can get rid of that. I think I remember now. Okay, so I think I put these dates in the little machine. The machine shows me the constellation. And then I think I pressed the buttons in that constellation in the thing outside. I think that's the way that works. Even set the tower to the ship. Okay. Why can't I close the door? That's super annoying. Okay, hold on a second. I better let me start trying to make better notes here. So this is for the ship. That's what these dates are for. I don't have to manually click that. Ah! sound. Okay, let's look at our notes here. So then that's this one is, which constellation are you? Okay, so this is the leaf. Okay, give me more space here. I sort of want, like, I want, this didn't work out the way I want. I'm terrified to change anything because of the way the streaming stuff was crashing, but I have the notes on my iPad here, so I wanted to share the screen from the iPad as well, but I can't risk it without everything crashing. Okay, so that's the first one. So we've got the leaf, January 17th. I think that's the snake. Yeah, I think that's the snake. That's gotta be the bug. Okay, let's try these in the whatever it is, that little space outside. Okay, let's give this a shot. Okay, leaf, snake, bug. Leaf. Like it because I stepped away. Okay. Leaf. Do I need to do them in order? Snake. Bug. Oh, right. There. There we go. Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Right. Look at that. The model ship is up. Oh boy. I'm literally getting goosebumps. Can we go to the ship? Is the ship up? Yes. Oh my god. We've done it. we're in our first world. Oh my god! It only took an hour and a half. Oh god! I don't like it's almost dinner time. I think I might need to go soon. But wow. Okay. Okay. Again, now I instantly feel like a little kid. It's like, oh, there's dinner time is coming up soon, but I need to, like, I gotta get in some more gaming time. I have to look around a little bit now that we're here. Wow. Okay. Even as, just as a little thing here, even as a kid, I understand why it happens now as an adult, but it always used to bother me in animations where you can see like the bounding box of where the animation occurs. Like I get it now, more than I ever wanted to know about color profiles and other things, why that happens, and also why like in old cartoons. You always know like what object they're going to interact with the environment because the colors just look different. But it always really bothered me as a kid. Monban, it took literal months to get to the first world when you were a kid. You know, that's the experience of this. I totally wanted, like, I really, ever since it came up in the last stream that the game was available to get on Mac, like, I really wanted to give it a try. But even doing it with the stream, it's like, oh, it's just such a different experience from the feeling of isolation doing it on your own that also comes with no internet to help you. Like, I think it's impossible to describe why or how, like, how incredibly immersive that makes the experience. Alright, okay, so we've got these things. Oh! That's right, these are pumps. Nope. We're gonna. Oh God. Okay. That was genuinely slightly frightening. I just love everything about the design of this game. That's right. right. There's no inventory. So now we're just holding this page. We're holding this page forever. How do we even get back? Gray walks into a hallway. Nope, just like Tikoi. Yeah, that's exactly right. Dark hallways are bad news. You don't want to get locked in a dark hallway. Ah, telescope. To know one of the location of one of the mountains, I think, later on. Or is this at 180? Oh, okay, we're back here already. Oh, the pumps. Are taking water from different spots. There we go. That's what it is. I can really use some lights. This is creepy. There we go. Those are very fast-acting pumps. Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, so we let the water out of the... Close it back up. And now we can float it back up to the surface. Look at how fast. Wha-bam! Yes, so we get the key. Fantastic. Oh, yes. All right, so charge up the batteries. Sheep and wolf's clothing and real mist. It does take a short while for the pumps to work. So if you're quick enough, you can see the water rising and falling. Yeah, see, that's exactly the kind of stuff that I don't want. I want the original experience with pumps that work faster than the speed of light. Okay. Right. Oh, yes, because we can see the lights are on now. So... Was it the third one? Must be the second one. Oh, okay, that didn't actually fix anything. I'm genuinely concerned I'm gonna get stuck clicking around in here. Okay, how do I get out? 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 I let's not do that. Let's not go back there until the lights are back on. Okay, that one's closed off now. But this is just the telescope. Zeph, yeah, I completely agree. The holding the paper also irritated me. It irritates me now. It irritated me as a kid. But, you know, this is a universe. This is a universe without pockets. There's nothing else down here, is there? No. Oh, nice touch that the key was down there. Electricity to here. Can't remember, is this supposed to be the father's room on this world? I think it is. Tim Carrier, I don't know what you mean. I am teleporting every few feet. Okay. The next thing has got to be down there, right? Something I can do down here, but it's very scary. Are the batteries out? Oh, they are on a timer, though. That's interesting. Might as well charge them up while I'm here. That's right, Thunder Keys. I'm super fast. The original mist was 256 colors. Wow. Okay. Okay. Now, instead of just being afraid down here, instead of just being... Also, I can't see anything because of the glare. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enhance the mood of the room and turn off the lights in my office and look real close at the screen to try to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, mood of the room enhanced. Alright, am I missing anything down here? More stairs. Hmm. like, it's gotta be here, right? I will say that I find these underwater bubble sound effects less convincing than other sound effects in the game. I feel like I'm not going in the right place at the bottom down here, but okay, there's no buttons here. Oh wait, what's that? Oh, those are just those are rivets, those are not buttons. Wait a minute, what the... Wait a second, I'm so confused. Where am I? Oh, right, there's the two ships. Okay. Wait a minute. It's totally a door, right? Boy, this really is the experience of... Did they use the same image three times? I think they did, right? Yeah, they did. That's totally the same image, right? Let's look at the markings on the wall. I see you, Cyan. I see your tricks. You've used the same image going up and down three times. Okay. I do feel like there's gotta be... Isn't this a door? It looks like a door. Yes, Jadpool. Immersion broken. I'm going to demand a refund 18 years later. Oh, I found out your tricks. He broke my immersion with those repeated images. Okay. One of these is totally a door, right? Like, I'm not crazy. There we go! Yes! Okay. Oh, a creepy half-door we have to crawl through. That is not something I would do in real life. Oh.
F just to...
Oh god, did I run out of... There's no way I ran out of power the exact moment that I pressed that button. That's just a coincidence, right? Chat. Sorry, it looks like in particular YouTube chat that was going crazy by me walking past the thing a million times. Fathers O'Dear, I guarantee you, had I not ever played this game before, I wouldn't have even thought that one of those is a door. Like, I think that's the memory sticking with me as a from like when I was a kid that there's a door down there. Okay. So so where am I here? I'm in some... There's only two things. There's this. Oh, okay. So it wasn't a coincidence. Okay. Okay. I gotta get out of here. God, I hate crawling back. Okay, so... All right. So, okay, so that thing on the bottom is a, right, it's like a degrees on a compass, and I think, right, oh, no, hey, go back here. So, what am I looking for on this? Okay, so there's, is that the power line? What is that supposed to be? Okay, so we've got like a power line between 110 and 120. Is that useful? I don't know. Oh, I need to do my notes in a different way. You know what? What is this? This is Broken Shipland. Aren't they called ages? If I remember correctly, they're all age of something. Okay, where's my... Okay, I've just had the first thing on my computer crash, so I'm just going to say right now that if the stream goes down in a second, I'm going to call it here for the day anyway. So if the stream disappears, that's the end. And, that's the heads up, so I don't have to come back on a stream for 2 seconds to tell everyone that the stream is gone. Okay, ignore... Well, whatever, you know, my... Uh-oh, this is all getting very bad all of a sudden. Let's just make that go away. Okay, suddenly the streaming setup feels very fragile. What else do... Oh, there we go. That's what we're looking for. Okay. That's the thing that I'm looking for. It's the light at 130 to 140. Okay. All right. Now, how does that look? Degrees on a compass. Where is that on degrees of a compass? So it's 135 on points of a compass. Okay, let's see if I can get this right. No, oh, whoops, did I miss it? There we go. God, that's creepy to crawl through. Okay, what did I say? 135? Okay, 135 on degrees of a compass. So that's, okay, so this is, oof, guys, you could draw this a little bit more precisely. So that must be 90. So, 90, wait, how many did 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150. 50, 160. Oh, god damn it. This one. Yes! Okay, I don't think those buttons quite lined up rightly, but fantastic. Got it. Okay, whoo! Okay. Wait. 90 plus 45 degrees? Wait, chat, what are you guys talking about? 90 plus 45 degrees. Did I get that by dumb luck? I feel like I did that the right way. Okay, well, whatever. I got the lights working. Fantastic. I can go to the other room. Okay. Pump. I should really make a note of which pump it is. Yes, here we go. We can see underwater. Oh, each button is 15, not 10. Okay, well, I was just guessing that on the visual way that it looked. Lucky me. Oh, does this take us back? Yes! We're back to mist. Oh, the ceiling. Okay, here we go. Oh, be sure to save your game. Jesus Christ, I completely forgot this is from the era when you have to save games.
Return. Thank you for bringing me back. You must continue. Don't waste time. Look. Don't. Brother.
Green Prison. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to need to stop there. I'm already on a bit of borrowed time for dinner. But we've got one of the pages. given it to the totally trustworthy seeming Red Brother. And yeah. Well, this is a... this has been a delightful trip down memory lane. No promises, but I think I would like to try to play it a bit more at some point in the future if people seem like they're interested. But yeah, it's dinner time now. I think it's tuna salad night. I'm not 100% sure what's on the menu tonight, but I need to get going. thank you everyone for joining me down my wander on Nostalgia Lane, and I hope you all have a lovely evening. Take care, everyone.